It's 4 o'clock.
It's that appointed hour, isn't it?
The appointed hour. Mayor, you want to run it? You want me?
Go. I think you're ready to go.
It's the appointed hour. We have, have you passed the agenda around? You guys
yes.
passed
yes.
the agenda around?
Everybody should have a copy. Anybody missing a copy?
Okay. First roll call. We do have a quorum here. I see that we have more than 4, so we have a quorum here. Second is we have minutes that should have been distributed. I've looked at those minutes. They look accurate to me. If you all have had an opportunity to look at them and choose to do so, I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes as presented or with changes that you think need to be made.
I move the approval of the minutes.
I have a motion.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, like sign. The next thing is the partnership agreement with Bluegrass Workforce Innovation Board. Ethan, if you'd give us a little background on this, and we'll go from there.
So I won't go through the full 2-year history of the partnership.
Sounds like a good idea.
Good man.
Yeah. So at the joint meeting on June 28th, both boards decided to elect a committee to come together and work on the partnership agreement. The three from this body were Judge McKinney, Mayor Gray, and Dick Williams. They did come to an agreement on a partnership agreement. It was a 5-1 vote. The WIB did look at that on August 15th, and by majority vote, it passed. It needs a formal vote from this body and the signatures.
Now, I see here this has already been executed by the WIB board.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we just need to approve it?
Yes, sir.
And Mayor, Judge Williams, this is what we agreed to.
Sure.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Have you all had an opportunity to look at it?
Yes.
I'd entertain a motion to approve this and authorize its execution.
Second.
Got a motion, a second to approve it and authorize its execution. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, like sign.
Thank you all for the work on that.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
This is great.
You're going to have to quit interrupting me here, Brandon.
Come on, man.
I was out of order.
Approval and signing the bylaws. Bylaws, Stacy, you...
I'm over here.
Stacy, bring us up to speed on the bylaws, how they came to be, what the basis of them is, and let's go from there.
In the WIOA law, it states that the local elected officials have the responsibility of creating the bylaws. It is solely your responsibility. The WIBs have nothing to do with it. So during the last meeting, during the July meeting, there was a motion for the staff to go back and create the bylaws based on best practices. So we looked across the nation, and some from the state were pulled. And in general, the general bylaws you'll see here are pretty much what's written standard across the country, with the exception of language that is pulled directly from the partnership agreement.
And what page is that on? So everybody can
On the bylaws for the reference of support staff, it starts at page 2 and concludes around the middle of page 3, and it's regarding the BG WIB support staff, and it's just about how the staff is hired, but it's exactly the same language pulled directly from the partnership agreement that was agreed on. In addition to that, something that you may want to look at under Article 4 membership is adding and removing board members. That was put in there because that was something that was left out of any drafts that were done prior. And then the final one is the addition of the director as a non-voting member of the board. The director does not count toward a quorum and does not vote, but it does allow them to be present at the table in closed session or otherwise. Other than that, everything is pretty standard.
All right. Have you all had an opportunity to look at this? I have, and I've been through it with Stacy. And
I've got a question just about the terms of services. Mm-hmm. Will they be staggered at all? Is there anything in there?
They are. Uh-huh. Okay. Just the way it's established, the terms are staggered, okay. And as well as for officers, general members and officers.
Any other questions? Judge Williams, Mayor Gray,
good.
Judge Branham,
yes.
Ms. Brittany?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to entertain a motion to approve the bylaws as presented. I got a motion. I need a second. I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, like sign. That leaves us only with anything that needs to be brought before this body that's not on the agenda. Anybody got anything, Mayor Gray?
Just as a postscript to our meetings, it has been, we all know it has been a long 2 years. I was very impressed with the way that last meeting was conducted. I thought that the WIB board members that were present were really thoughtful about the observations that they made. They're taking it very seriously, and we probably have a lot to be thankful for in that respect. Don't you?
I thought it went extremely well.
Yeah.
For something that has been as contentious as it has been for 2 years,
absolutely.
I thought it went extremely well.
Yeah, absolutely. So I just thought it would be worthwhile to say that. I know we're moving fast today.
Take note of that in the minutes. Who's doing the minutes? Take note of that, of course.
And I appreciate your help in it, too, Mike. It was great, Judge. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
Your contributions.
Judge Williams?
He went way back to that. Or not way back, but he went a lot of good stories about the IBM, about how the human resources roles that you had, they contributed to that a lot.
Yes, sir.
They sure did.
Judge Williams, anything to add?
No, sir. I agree with the mayor.
Brandon,
great part of
Pryor?
I'm good.
Good. Okay, guys, if everybody's good, I need a motion to adjourn.
So made.
Got a motion. I need a second.
Second.
Not debatable. All in favor say aye.